you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
How many people really put their faith in the Word? Think a moment. How many put their faith in the Word? I mean, whatever you're believing God for now or so-called believing God for now, give me a scripture on it. Give me a word on it. Where do you, in light of the Word, what are you standing on? Or are you just believe in God? When you find the Word, when you find a word to stand on, the gates of hell can't prevail against that. Amen. But you just out there just believing. What you believing? God gonna bless me. Okay, well, I understand that, but what are you standing on? I think that's a indictment. You know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, we may mean well, but do you take the time out to search? The Word is life. Amen. The Word is spirit. And that's what we need when we are standing. You know, in order to stay, you know, meditating on the Word until the seed of that revelation opens. Amen. You know, because we have to become it. And let me tell you something. Sometimes we wait on a move, but I hope by now you understand that you are the move. Amen. You wait, you waiting on this and waiting on that and waiting on God, and God says, no, you are the move. Amen. I love all the scripture, but let me focus in on, I believe it's Ephesians 3 and 20, which says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, in accordance with the power that is in us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Let me tell you something before we finish quoting this verse. If you just study this verse, word by word, get you some tools, get you some apps, get you some stuff where you can study the Greek, what these words mean in the Greek. You know, because some of the words we don't use in common English language in that. In the Greek, it's like the amplified. It causes words to explode. And I guarantee you, the moment you start doing that, God's going to start showing you things on another level. Amen. That pertain to your own life. Not just the Bible in general. We can study the Bible in general, but God, I'm telling you, you get into the Word, it's going to start talking to you. Amen. Right where you are and right in what you are doing. I'm telling you, the Word is alive. Amen. But what we do, we'll read over stuff and we'll get excited about it, but we won't really get it. Amen. See, after all the excitement is over, you know, not that it's over, it's just not. You're not in that high atmosphere. Now you're carrying it. So you are the move. This has to comply. This has to align itself. You know, you were with the crowd or with the now you on the job alone. Then you see the devil creeping around. But you are carrying the move. This is why we have to have the Word, spend enough time meditating on the Word in the presence of God until it opens and we become that. You are a living, as Paul said, epistle. You are the living Bible. You are. Look at somebody, tell them, you are. Ask them, what book are you? What book you carrying? Some of y'all, revelation. Okay? So, the first thing is your faith is going to be in His Word. You got to have a Word to combat, to overcome, to triumph. Now, can I get that verse back up? To triumph in life. We've already, understand, it is established. I love what one of the apostles said, that He has made us to sit with Him. No matter what's going on in this reality here, we are made to sit there. We moving. We are there. That's who we really are. And you know, if you can get that into your thinking, that dimension will start to impact this reality here. Because that's, tell somebody, that's who you really are. If you don't know, you better find out who you really are. I'm not talking about prideful, foolish stuff, arrogant stuff, and, you know, off the chain foolishness. I'm talking about reality, who you really are. Because the more you understand about who you are and whose you are, the more humble. I'm not talking about humble. The more humble your spirit is, the more pliable your spirit is, the more teachable, the more reverence you have in your spirit. Folk that's always boasting about this, that, and that, they ain't got it. No, they ain't got nothing. They just have a big mouth. It's true. But, you know, the old saying, it's an old saying, still waters run deep. Folks, they're not out to try to prove nothing. They got the proof. That's one characteristic I love about our spiritual dad. Unless you ask him many times in person, like when he's training, it's another thing, but except you ask him a question about something, he's not quoting Bible verses and experiences and all this stuff, no. But when you talk to him and you draw some of that out, it's deep. Amen. It's way deep. So our faith, tell somebody right now, my faith is in His Word. Get that verse back up for me. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, our part is to allow that power to work in us. And stop putting the brakes on it. Stop being conformed to this world. Now, there are laws and there are people that we are subjected to in this world. Bosses on jobs, whatever. Police, you know, people in positions of authority. But we must stop acting like mere men. Because we're governed by spiritual law. And I'm not saying that we are out. Saints ought to be the most law-abiding. Thank you, sir. Couple of amens, rest y'all. Ought be the most law-abiding citizens that there are. Amen. The most honest. But at the same time, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are reflecting the glory of another world that people will not see in this world except they see your light, except they read your Bible. So our faith, now it's according to the power that's working in you. How much of that power are you allowing to work in you? Some of us need to work real hard at getting out of the way. Heard somebody say one time, I've been in the way a long time. And that's the problem. They're in the way. We need to get out of the way. More and more, that phrase that God gave us maybe a year, or a year and a half, I don't know how long it's been, more and more that phrase is coming into manifestations. Something sovereign, something of God is coming towards you, but it requires that you rest. Amen. Not that you try to take it, Amen. Not that you try to do it, but that you rest. Amen. Amen. So our faith is in his word. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful. That's not just with the man on the job. That has to do with your relationship to the Lord. That you be not slothful, lazy, indolent, careless, aimless. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. There's a strong word, strong phrase. Faith and patience. Sometimes it's a little, you know, when you think about it, how we operate by faith, you know, faith is like, boom, you're moving, the wind is in your sail and you're moving in faith. But it says faith and patience. And to connect the two has to be Holy Spirit, where, you see, and it's a sign of maturing and stature. A child can't wait. Amen. You know your children, how children are. A child can't wait. Once you give them a promise, that, you know, it's like you wish you hadn't said it until the day before. Amen. You know, because a child is gonna, they have faith, no matter what your financial condition might be, that you're gonna do it. They don't have any patience. God is saying we must learn to couple faith, that expectation, that excitement, that joy, you know, with patience. Be excited, but at the same time, be calm. Be full of enthusiasm and expectation, at the same time, be chilling. That's the work of Holy Spirit. Faith and patience. Our trust or our faith is in his word. God said it. It doesn't matter what the feelings are that come and go or what the times look like. He that observes the wind shall not sow. Yeah, if we're just looking at this realm and this reality, you're going to back up off a whole lot of stuff.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.